amor.
Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary and more. Today on our show, High Five, the Swamp Swami College Football Top 25 Unbeatens dwindle. Another one bites the dust. And another one down. Another one bites the dust. After Alabama and Penn State lost this past weekend, there are now just five unbeaten teams remaining in the Swamp Swami College Football Top 25 rankings for week number 11, ending on Saturday, November 8, 2019. The two showcase games from last weekend made for a glorious afternoon of college football. First, the Minnesota Golden Gophers, who were ranked number 17 by those so-called experts of the BCS last week, but number 7 in my survey last week, jumped ahead early and then held off BCS number 4, Penn State, who was number 5 in my rankings last week. The final score of 31-26 actually makes it look closer than this game actually felt when you watched it. The Golden Gophers unleashed a pinpoint passing attack, a rugged running game, and a big play defense on Saturday afternoon. Penn State never recovered. The second battle of unbeatens had an 8-0 Alabama hosting 8-0 LSU. Like Minnesota, LSU led from start to finish in this game and grabbed a 5-point final margin of victory. However, unlike the Minnesota game, the Bayou Bengals from Baton Rouge raced to a 20-point halftime lead at 33-13 and stunned the previously confident Bama crowd. Alabama, as expected, mounted a second-half rally, but LSU never lost the lead in breaking their 8-game losing streak to the Crimson Tide. With an incredible number of grudge matchups scheduled for this coming weekend, there are bound to be a few more surprises in store for our elite group of teams. At the other end of the scale, the bottom 10 teams of our 130 FBS large division schools is now comprised of 2-win, 1-win, and 3 teams still seeking their first win in 2019. Leading the way in this futility grouping, though, are the Arkansas Razorbacks. Go! After being embarrassed at home to a mid-level Western Kentucky team by a 45-19 count on Saturday, the Razorbacks fired their head coach, Chad Morris, before the end of his second season at the helm in Fayetteville. Before coming to Arkansas, Morris had led a turnaround at SMU in taking a 2-10 team back to 7-5 over a 3-year period. Well, Chad Morris, the coach, has a degree in mathematics and a minor in statistics from Texas A&M. He's also one of the few major college head football coaches who never played college football himself. After signing a 6-year deal to coach the Hogs in Arkansas, the 50-year-old Morris can count. He can count on being paid about $10 million over the next 4 years to not coach college football at Arkansas. Hey, it's nice work if you can get it. Your Swamp Swami is pulling for Rice, New Mexico State, and Akron to find a way to break into the win column just one time at least before the season ends. The Rice Owls, though, appear to have the best chance to win a game as they'll play 3 consecutive Conference USA opponents, all with a losing record to finish the year. The Owls fly to 3-6 Middle Tennessee this week, then return home versus 4-6 North Texas, and then fly again west to play 1-8 University of Texas El Paso to end the season. Meanwhile, New Mexico State, who is an independent, gets a chance to beat that same 1-8 UTEP team the week before Thanksgiving. UTEP must be feeling like a pinata being targeted by these two hungry but winless squads. Akron? Well, they finished their disappointing season with 3 tough conference matchups. All of those teams have at least 4 games they've won so far this year. So the Zips, who have the 129th worst offense out of 130 in the nation and have scored a total of just 9 points in their last 4 outings, they need to get some zip on the offensive end soon, or they could remain our worst team in 2019. Well, with the bottom 10 teams out of the way, let's focus on the positive and take a look at this week's Swamp Swami College Football Top 25. We have 2 teams which have fallen out of the poll from last week. Number 20 Wake Forest was beaten by Virginia Tech, and number 22 Kansas State lost to Texas. And we'll add a couple of newcomers into the field to take their place. At number 25, from Louisiana. We have 3 teams from Louisiana this week. Number 25, Louisiana Lafayette from the Sun Belt Conference is 7-2. They have the number 10 offense in the country and number 32 defense in the country. They're for real. At number 24, welcome back Notre Dame at 7-2. They'll have a test this weekend as they host 7-1 Navy this Saturday. At number 23 from the Mountain West, it's San Diego State. At number 22 from the Big Ten at 7-2, it's the Michigan Wolverines. At number 21 from the Big Ten at also 7-2, it's the Wisconsin Badgers, who will play at 4-5 Nebraska this Saturday. At number 20 from the SEC at 7-2, it's the Auburn Tigers. And the Tigers will have their hands full this Saturday as they welcome 8-1 Georgia to the Plains. At number 19 from the SEC, it's 8-2 Florida. At number 18 in this week's poll from the Pac-12, it's 8-1 Oregon. And number 17 in our poll, also from the Pac-12, the Utah Utes. At number 16 from Mountain West, it's Boise State, who survived a 20-17 overtime thriller against 6-3 Wyoming last Saturday. At number 15 from the American Conference at 8-1, it's the Cincinnati Bearcats. At number 14 from the Big Ten, falling all the way out of my top 10 with their loss, it's the Penn State Nittany Lions. You might ask, well, why did they fall that far in your survey? Well, because if you take a look, their best win so far this year has been a 17-12 victory over 6-3 Iowa. The Penn State Nittany Lions will get a test this weekend also as they host the surprising 7-2 Indiana Hoosiers, 11 o'clock on ABC. At number 13 from the Big 12, it's Oklahoma. Oklahoma survived a last-second win over Iowa State and will play at 9-0 Baylor this weekend. And now our second Louisiana team at number 12 from Conference USA, 8-1 Louisiana Tech. The Bulldogs are number 17 in the country on offense, but they're going to get a test this weekend as they travel to 6-3 Marshall. At number 11, falling out of the top 10 also from the SEC, it's the Alabama Crimson Tide. Now, the Alabama Crimson Tide lost to LSU on Saturday, but standing on their own as to who have they beaten this year, quality win. Their best one is a 47-28 win over 6-3 Texas A&M. So Alabama falls down in the polls with their first loss. Now the top 10. At number 10 from the American Conference, the SMU Mustangs, who survived a shootout on Saturday, 59-51 over East Carolina. They are off this week. A surprise also from the Sun Belt Conference at number 9 in my poll. It's the Appalachian State Mountaineers. Appalachian State went to and beat South Carolina last weekend. They are at 6-3 Georgia State this Saturday. At number 8 in our poll, let's salute. The Naval Academy from the American Conference is 7-1, and the Navy will have their chance to prove themselves this weekend as they travel to 7-2 Notre Dame. That game will be Saturday afternoon on NBC. At number 7 this week from the SEC, it's the Georgia Bulldogs at 8-1. As we mentioned earlier, the Bulldogs will travel to play 7-2 Auburn this Saturday. That game is at 2:30 on CBS. Moving up to number 6 this week from the American Conference, it's the Memphis Tigers. At number 5, rising up to number 5 in our survey from the Big 12 at 9-0, one of our 5 unbeaten teams, it's the Baylor Bears. And what a test they'll get on Saturday evening as the Bears will host 8-1 Oklahoma Saturday 6:30 on ABC. Moving on up to number 4 after their win over Penn State on Saturday, it's the Minnesota Golden Gophers from the Big Ten at 9-0. They won't have a chance to bask in the glory of their victory because they travel to 6-3 Iowa. They'll play Saturday at 2 o'clock on Fox. And moving up to number 3 this week after their great win over Alabama, it's the LSU Tigers at 9-0. LSU finally beat Alabama for the first time after 8 straight losses, and the Bayou Bengals will now travel to old rival Ole Miss for a game on Saturday night at 6 p.m. on ESPN. At number 2 in our poll from the Big Ten, it's the Ohio State Buckeyes. Ohio State is 9-0. Their best win so far is a 42-0 win over 8-1 Cincinnati. But boy, they played some stinkers here lately. They will go and play one of the worst teams in our poll, Rutgers, on Saturday afternoon. Should be a high-scoring affair, at least for Ohio State fans. And at number one, again this week, from the Atlantic Coast Conference at 10-0, our only 10-0 team this week, it's the Clemson Tigers. Clemson has a tough game coming up this Saturday as they'll host 7-2 Wake Forest Saturday afternoon at 2:30 on ABC television. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us next week. There'll be plenty of changes, I guarantee it.